Our abstract is entitled Costs and Healthcare Resource Utilization in Transthyretin Amyloid Cardiomyopathy Exceeds That of Non-Amyloid Heart Failure. My name is Sandesh Dave, and I'm presenting on behalf of these authors. I'm affiliated with Arizona State University. This slide shows our disclosures and relevant financial relationships. ATTR cardiomyopathy is a progressive fatal condition characterized by worsening heart failure, exercise intolerance, cardiac arrhythmias, aortic stenosis, and extracardiac manifestations. Previous analysis of patients in Europe and Asia have shown that ATTR-CM is associated with a substantial burden to healthcare systems. However, there are limited data available to understand healthcare resource utilization for patients with ATTR-CM in the United States. Our objective is to compare all-cause and cardiovascular-related healthcare resource utilization and cost between patients with ATTR-CM and patients with non-amyloid heart failure in the U.S. using real-world medical and pharmacy claims data. The data source was the Optum Clin Informatics DataMart database from January 2016 to September 2023. We included patients with a diagnosis of ATTR on any claim between 2017 and 2022. Patients had to have a cardiovascular manifestation, specifically heart failure or cardiomyopathy, within 2 years of the first ATTR diagnosis. They had to be enrolled continuously for 2 years. We excluded patients with AL amyloidosis or multiple myeloma, or those who received chemotherapy or heart, liver, or kidney transplant. The comparison group is a non-amyloid heart failure cohort. The outcomes of interest are baseline demographics, procedures of interest, all-cause and cardiovascular-related hospitalizations, and length of stay, and hospitalization-related inpatient costs. There were 4,966 patients with ATTR-CM and 861,507 patients with non-amyloid heart failure. Each matched cohort contained 4,571 patients with well-balanced demographic characteristics. In the ATTR-CM cohort, the mean age was 75, 56% were male, and the follow-up time was 2.9 years. The most common procedures in both cohorts included cardiac catheterization and angiography, IV diuretics, endoscopy, colonoscopy, as well as nerve conduction studies. Compared with the non-amyloid heart failure cohort, the ATTR-CM cohort had more hospitalizations, longer length of stay, more days hospitalized annually per patient, and higher annual hospitalization costs per patient. You can see in the table below that the total hospitalizations per patient was 3.3 in the amyloid cohort versus 2.7. Similarly, length of stay was a mean of 8 days versus 7.5. And the days hospitalized annually per patient were 10.6 versus 8.4. If you look at the annual hospitalization costs per patient, the inpatient costs in the amyloid cohort were $42,868 versus $36,061. Now, looking at cardiovascular-related hospitalizations and associated costs, we see similar trends in that the ATTR-CM cohort had more cardiovascular-related hospitalizations, longer length of stay, more cardiovascular-related days hospitalized annually per patient, and higher annual cardiovascular-related hospitalization costs per patient. If you look at the figure on the right, you can see for annual cardiovascular-related hospitalization costs per patient, it was $42,841 versus $36,027 for inpatient costs. And for inpatient, outpatient, and ancillary costs, it was $46,669 versus $39,253. In conclusion, the results of this study suggest that ATTR-CM is associated with equal or greater per patient burden on the U.S. healthcare system than non-amyloid heart failure in terms of hospitalizations and associated costs. Although management of ATTR-CM has improved with the introduction of disease-modifying therapies in 2019, the present findings indicate that patients with ATTR-CM have a higher burden of disease and resource utilization than patients with non-amyloid heart failure that may be addressed by implementing novel disease-specific management strategies.